This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys suck. Jiggle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday.
No.
May the 9th, 2025. How about that?
Woo, we made it.
Not nothing cool for May the 9th.
Well... There is. I mean, there are. I mean, not like universally or even regionally, maybe. But
there is a cool day today, though.
There is a cool day today.
Really?
Do you know it's National Donkey Day?
Is it really?
I did not know that.
I didn't know. I'm curious to know what
my calendar on my my phone and my day planner just puts patriotic days and. Like general religious days, but not all of them, you know, like you see some Rosh Hashanahs and some Ramadas on there, but
Ramadas,
you know,
some reticence.
Yeah. To go in and put them all in there. Like imagine if they put, oh, it's National Glazed Donut Day.
Ooh.
And I mean, and all that crap's all over your day planner and everything. It's like, you know what? Where's my life?
Where's my donut?
It's now or never. Because you ain't going to live forever.
My love.
That's not nice to say, fat boy.
Well, hey,
well,
Bon Jovi said it, not me.
Don't put a limit on anything.
I don't. I do,
especially
miss
the soldiers' page.
I do miss trying to find out what day it is, like the gimmick days, like she said, Donkey Day.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, in today's language, again, does that mean like you know, my pet donkey, freaking Banjo,
donkey,
or does
donkey,
it mean
donkey.
That big old butt?
Oh,
that would be Yacht Day.
Yeah.
Is what that would be.
I don't want to start saying that.
Service animal day. Like, you know, farm day.
Farm day?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Give them a day after you screw them over with taxes.
It's a service donkey.
That's a service donkey. He used to be a show performer. This guy had class.
Hey.
Please? Please?
Actually,
after the third please, though, he kept asking. He's not saying I'm going to. He's let me.
Could you?
It's like that song, that Christmas song, where she's like, I need to go. He's like, it's cold outside. Won't you stay here? I got liquor.
Well, you know, somebody was wrong. They said it actually was Thursday. Somebody was telling me it was National Donkey Day.
You
today.
Jackass.
You
full circle.
Jackass. Can you imagine when you turn a record in, you got management types like, you know, record label reps like, let's say Mark Hendricks sitting around listening to this for the first time, like, I don't get it. Or, people are going to buy this?
Well, they also, well, nowadays, I mean, you know, because of the internet and all that, like, they already know about it before it gets there, likely.
Yeah.
But even then, you're thinking, like, especially something like this. Like with rock or whatever, you know, if you're like a PD, program director or whatever, music O-M. Director. Oh, no, O-M, yeah. You know that stands for O. Matthew, is the O-M title.
That's why he took the title, I'm sure. Yeah, he took it from me. Well, they ain't going to have it.
If this is like this song, are you sitting there and you're doing like the rap nod with it? Okay.
Okay,
y'all calling them donkeys up there.
Yeah.
Huh? Y'all calling them donkeys.
Food-wise today is National Butterscotch Brownie Day. I've never had that. I don't know where they
celebrate. I know. Let's talk more about donkey butts. We got us her theme here. Let's just run with it. We ain't got to keep searching. You're going to end up finding out it is Raha Ramadama Day.
If we missed it yesterday, we have to make up for it because I'm jealous.
Oh, because we forgot your birthday. Is that why you're saying this?
No, because I'm jealous of Banjo. I've always dreamed of having a donkey.
I'll come comb your hair if you want me to. I'll feed you out of my hand.
I know you'd celebrate that. You can't ride a donkey, right? It's frowned upon.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm not going to answer that question. Just because I don't know, they're primarily not.
They're
used for protection and pulling plows and also trading to Indians.
I think you can ride mules, but I'm not sure about donkeys.
You can be a mule.
Mules, yeah, mules are tough.
I've seen many documentaries and people, cops.
People ride mules, I heard, down into the Grand Canyon.
How? There's got to be a...
Oh, no, that's true.
Very confusing, that place. They tell you don't go into it, don't try to take selfies over the rail. But I guess there's a trail you can go down on the bottom of it?
Yeah. You go down there and ride the Colorado, right? Colorado River? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, it was the Colorado River.
Rapids.
It was... It was receding. Remember, they found all the dead bodies that were in the bottom of the river.
They also found that cave where it looks like something from Egypt.
How long does it take to get down the damn bottom? It's got to be a couple days.
Oh, no. Let's go throw you down and see how long it takes.
I never want to go there.
It'd be the Grander Canyon then.
The fact you have to go to Arizona to get to it?
I have looked over the side of it, but I've never got to go into the park or anything like that, because generally I'm with people that, okay, let's get back in the car and go where we need to
go. How long ago was that? Because I'm just wondering, like, everything I know about Grand... Here we go. We go from donkey butts to Grand Canyon.
I didn't realize this song was this long.
Me neither. I thought you looped it again. But think about this. Like, every time you've ever seen the Grand Canyon, unless you've been, has always been that front-facing...
Out of a plane.
It's like when you see the pyramids in Egypt. Now, you're looking at the three pyramids, but turn around and look this way. Like, whoa.
There's a Sphinx out there somewhere.
Hey, it's my first location.
Anyway, all the way in Egypt.
But then, with the Grand Canyon, like, in other words, what the hell is there to do besides that? I need some nightlife. I need some outlet shopping.
Yeah, do they have a hotel?
Bouncy houses.
Yeah.
Really?
There's
well, of course they have a hotel. Hell, they wanted to put one on Paris Mountain. I don't know why.
Look, to me, the only thing I know about the place is you drive by it and it's a big hole.
Yeah, you can look over the side and you're going to look at this, you know, and see just the...
I get that view.
That
I mean,
view.
What do you do in there, like, at nighttime and stuff?
Well, I was...
Stuff.
Take like a couple out?
I mean, it's...
Yeah. At that time, I don't think we stayed where we were and we were driving...
Did you go to Area 51 as well?
No, I was with my brother.
Hoover Dam Dam?
And I was he was moving Dam, me Hoover here.
Dam. Yeah, he well, your brother.
Yeah, because yeah, right. he didn't think that I can drive across the country by myself. He'd be afraid I'd be like abducted at a hotel or somewhere.
Back then, hotel. I mean, they were rampant. That's when killers got away with more than people realized.
Oh yeah. Oh God. But yeah, before like
you go to a rest stop
DNA use
and you go missing.
You get a guy caught by Kemper. Or one of the famous ones.
Yeah, they named an arena after him.
Yeah.
You know, he buried his victims face up towards his mom's window.
But as far as...
Is that true?
Yeah.
He what now?
He buried his victims face up toward his mom's window. It was very weird.
Right outside of her home?
Yeah, he was...
So is he doing that to her, like kiss their ass? Or is he doing that for her, like... Kiss their ass. Who's kissing whose ass?
So I don't know if it's like some kind of
Paige.
Sprite channel.
Sprite finally kicked in. Now that was me for.
No. No.
You know, there's some people out there that probably think you fart and burp a lot. Yeah. Always blame
I'm
it on
the
you.
Most disgusting person.
No, we saw that hot video you put out yesterday.
Oh my god! Don't even go there.
Yeah, I I tagged you on LinkedIn with it, too.
No, I'm not posting that. I'm sorry.
I invited Paige to be a collaborator on that. She denied it.
I denied.
Denied.
Do you think I want my family to
know
that?
I get it.
Sweet.
I mean, I absolutely serious? Get it. Do you think that Fat Boy allowed back then when he was wearing a clown wig over his privates, wearing a thong, playing basketball on his knees with his mouth? I mean, now.
All because we couldn't get a stripper to show up.
Because we couldn't get a stripper to show up. And,
it's too early for me. I'm getting off.
Yeah, but I don't think
Fat Boy's privacy wall now makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it really does.
It does. But I can see that because you don't want to shame your family where they're out in public and they're like, oh.
Well, I mean, those are the filters we put on ourselves because we do dilagaff.
Yeah.
I mean, you lagaff.
But see, people don't
you gaff is what it is.
They don't pick Fat Boy apart like they do me, you know.
Oh!
They do not. Because he's like, oh, we love that you're Fat Boy. We love that you're so wonderful, Fat Boy.
You're so full of fecal matter right now.
No, it's
that
the
your
truth.
Eyes and
it is the truth.
Everything is brown right now.
The way it was slowed down was beautiful.
You go and look at any.
No, I heard, what is on your face? What is that stuff on your face? And I didn't feel
who did you hear that from?
A guy.
On a DM or something?
Yeah.
Dan, leave her alone.
He's like, what's on your face?
Was it Dan?
No, it was somebody else. And I said, if you listen to the show, you would know that I went and had laser treatment for cancer. And that is all that I went through. And luckily for me, I was biopsied. They found cancer somewhere else, but not on my face.
But nobody put that on a public
No,
thing.
But that's why I did not want to post it. They're like, hey, I saw your face. What's up with your face? Why don't you do, you've got something on your face.
Now, I don't want to psychoanalyze, but I think that's your inner voice.
That is not my inner voice. Do you know how many times I've had people come up to me and like...
Now, that may be true, especially in the South, because your mama or your grandma or whoever would lick their thumb and just rub it all... Yeah, I get that. No, I agree with you on that. I think a lot of times, though, we see maybe what other people don't see, and we have this whole, like... Like I didn't realize until I dated a very conceited bitch that there's a wrinkle above your nose.
Yeah.
Where as you get older, when you squint a lot, they call it the 11 because it looks like two ones are right there at the top between your eyebrows.
Oh yeah, I know somebody who has Botox because the 11.
So she had it?
No, she told me I did.
Oh okay.
And I can't see it now.
Yeah.
So I get it. I don't give a S about it. Like, I don't, but, like, it takes...
But you might just a little, right?
No, I just, when I see it, I remember that, and I'm like, I think, bitch. I do. I'm fine
sorry.
To say, lady
I didn't
bitch.
Mean to
no, there's no meaning. I think that's just a lesson for everybody. Like,
yeah.
We have these inner things about that. And but as far as reaction on social media... I love Paige so much.
And I should have
you
covered
look so
it.
Beautiful
I
today,
should have
Paige.
Covered it up. But you know, about the point where it's been there for.
Listen to all the positives and take the negatives and bury them face down toward your mom's bedroom window.
People are going to be, you know, stretching out to
and
them.
And people were asking me, I put my whole hand on my face. I don't know. Normally I do this.
I know. That was what I was wondering.
Well, you did. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't spread the legs enough.
I
mean, your fingers.
It
you
was
can go to
just,
at the Rise Guys
it was
on
just,
social
it was
media.
Just
Let me, no. Go to At The Rise Guys on social media to see said video. Unless, I mean, it didn't go against the community guidelines.
You it's going to be taken down.
Somebody's going to try to.
It ain't going to be taken down. Have you seen? they ain't going to have no issue with that. It's just you saying, hey, peace, and I love the Rolling Stones.
That's all it is.
It's all it is.
That's all it is. I feel like a small congratulations are in order because I saw somebody's down to their fifth grade weight again. You want to guess who it is, Paige?
Go!
Look at that. Your boy here is less than 200 pounds.
199.2.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Thanks. On a Friday, too. I was like, I heard the song in my head. I got a feeling. And I was like, but you know what? It's already
Your
Friday.
Fifth grade weight.
It's no
that?
Joke.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Know who it was.
Well, it was middle school, for sure, before I ballooned up. But, you know, it's also Payday Friday, which is freaking awesome, you know.
Yes,
and
it's a good one.
You know, Friday in general is freaking awesome. And I was like, I got out of the shower, put on my socks, and
he got on scale.
Hell yeah! And I was like, you know what? And I'm now letting you know that that was now a dramatic reenactment, because I did know prior to taking the video. I don't go and weigh and video it every single time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got on there and I was like, oh man.
You gotta keep going.
Actually, it was 199.5, but I took my underwear off. So I wear 3 ounces of underwear.
You're supposed to take a dump and then weigh naked.
Oh. I don't usually early. You know, I usually about 10:05 or so, whenever I get home. I'm just kidding.
What's the goal? 150?
No, I'm at it.
Oh, you got it right now?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I just have to, I'm actually, it's funny you say that. I'm actually having a lunch today with, I mean, he's my friend. I call him my mentor. He hates that, but like a guy who really like gave me a lot of good tips and such about doing things. Not just a lot, actually. I love it. Patrick Garner, good morning. He hates it, but I'm doing it anyway.
Oh, yeah, you can't call him a mentor. You're the same age.
I don't care. Like, the dude is...
make him pay.
He's very good. He did last time. My time now. I literally...
Go Tigers.
I mean, it's that good thing. You keep up with it in your head. Like, yeah, it's my time. This time ain't it. But anyway...
next time I see his boy, Terrell McIntyre, in Ingles, Coach, I'm going to stop him and say, hey.
Freaking T-Mac.
We got a mutual.
But, yeah, I saw it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to... I even, you know, and you go through all these dumb filters in your mind talking about, I wasn't saying what you were saying was dumb, Paige, but the filters of when we post stuff and all that, which sometimes it does, it is good to run it through a Couth meter, kind of.
But with that sounds fun.
The Couth meter, they sell them up at Adam and Eve. But we
Melissa, give me one.
We Couth get meter. These little inhibitions about, oh man, I don't know about this. So I was like, do I even want to post this? Do I want to post this?
Oh, yeah.
Because the other day when I posted, and more on the turkey later, because if we get to it today, Dan in Columbia has taken me goblin again and made songs about it. But I put on there, like, I'm an expert gobbler. They call them gobblers, you know, but like people that are, you're either a turkey caller or a turkey gobbler, the people that do the calls. And then, of course, Party Man Dan, which Dan, I'm saying this in jest because I do love you, but Party Man Dan posts on there, you are a good gobbler. Smiley face, eggplant emoji.
Wow, like, Dan.
No, I mean, he's popping so hard right now for this. I know it. So, Dan, you know that this is just in
good fun. Does a good job of mixing it up between giving you like some comments and asking me a million questions. Like, he covers all the bases. God, man, this. I mean, look, I felt bad yesterday, wow. Like physically, because of the thing we did. I don't want to say it again.
Oh, like, yeah.
It wasn't sitting well with my stomach.
Oh yeah.
Because I hadn't had like any carbonated beverages in like 5 days up until that point.
Oh, did no crap.
And I didn't even miss them.
What have you been drinking? You got
today I got a Diet Coke, but it's usually I got like water or some Gatorade drops, electrolytes.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You thin them out like a water it down more so it lasts longer. Like, are you drinking it for the electrolytes and all that?
In here, but when I go home, it's just water. I don't have any soda at home. It's been like a week.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And the first 2 days were rough, but I knew if I could last those first 2 days with just straight water.
It's better for you.
You can't blanket statement diet tips and eating and all this stuff for everybody. Every single person, obviously, very different. We're like snowflakes.
Really are.
yeah.
But I don't want to hurt anybody's pocketbooks because I know many of you distribute.
Yep.
But I used to drink probably, I'm not kidding you, like 8 to 10 and maybe on the, 8 to 10 sodas.
Oh, I was a 2 liter a day, easy.
Per day. I mean, really. Like,
Did you sit in the bathroom the whole time? Because Coke makes me pee.
I don't have to sit down when I pee.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
I can't either. I can,
what,
but
did you
it's like,
run and stand in the bathroom all day?
Well, it takes more. Like, you got to take your hand and like put it down in the toilet a little bit and direct it.
I keep thinking you're one of us girls.
Well,
I'm not as thirsty when I'm not drinking it. Seems like I'm more thirsty when I do drink it.
I cut all that out. I was a bitch about it too. Like, people knew, like, if they were, family-wise and stuff like that. Like, we got to have Blanky Coke Zero. Oh, I should have done Cherry Blank Zero. Anyway, got to have it or he'll have to leave and go to the store and get some. Like, you know, I'm just the way I was. And even during COVID, remember, I couldn't find it. And P1s were like, hey, we're up here in Asheville Ingles. They got it.
Come get them,
come
man.
Get some. And
I bought you four cases, man.
P1 Bojangles would drop them off on my car here at the he'd also bring some Coca-Colas.
And some reading materials.
Reading materials. And, you know, but maybe it's not for everybody, but cutting that out was extremely helpful. I have one carbonated drink per day.
So I'm trying to slowly wean.
And it's ginger ale.
So I won't buy any 2 liters of cans anymore, dude. It's just like one single serving.
I take that back. I have two because I get a sugar-free energy drink as well.
Oh, you got to have that pep.
Got
to pep it up.
Those aren't good for you at all.
Debbie Downer. Jeez, even the look on her face right now is that frumpy.
I know, but I love them, but they're not good for you at all.
You know, look. Coffee, good for you this week. Next week, the news says it kills you. Wine is good for you. The next week, they say it kills you. I don't know who to believe.
Red wine.
Love that song. I'm going to rejoin with that every time today. No, that's just some fun inside joke there.
Don't you do it.
Do we have the time to give the glimpse of the FOF line?
No, but here it is anyway.
All right, cool.
These pieces of dog, turd, ass, bitch of a man, motherfucker that I work with who don't do a fucking thing but sit on his god darn flipping fucking ass while I do all the damn work.
It's like a bipolar cursor.
It's like, do you or someone you know not how to cuss when they get mad? We're going to help you.
That's me.
Now they're going to call the FOF because he don't know how to cuss.
I combine some words sometimes that like don't make any sense at all. You know,
oh, that's the fun of it too.
I can't give you any examples because we'd get fined heavily. But where the you're making this word a verb, but it's not.
You know what really throws people off is a good thumbs up. They don't know how to react to it,
especially when you get one over. Like if they're driving all crappy and then they get stuck and they can't get back over, and you go give them the little Orange Cassidy thumb. As you
that's
go back.
So nice.
Yeah. I think they immediately see a finger, then they think the middle. But like when they realize it's the thumb, they just look at you.
You got to do that slow thing. Raise the hand up and make it look like you're going for the thumb and then, or for the bird, and then turn it sideways and give them the thumb.
Or you can do a real facetious, passive-aggressive big thumb.
And then at the end, when they smile and nod, then you act like you're Mr. Chow from
wow.
That damn movie.
I do the...
You know, where you're throwing money to people.
Motioning people all day
long. You got to shake the change and release it.
What is that movie? Damn.
Hangover.
There you go. All right, so we have a lot of fun today. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about the Pope and how things are going to be changing.
D'Angelo De Niro?
Changing in the world.
Wow.
After the announcement yesterday. So we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
God, a Yankee Pope. Who would have thought?
Well, yeah, and then also the argument that I didn't look into. I don't. To me, it doesn't have a whole lot of bearing over my life, really, at all. But it's like the Kentucky Derby, not the same, but like people even at home were dressing up and drinking mint juleps at home, watching it.
Yeah, watch
and
I'm like, party.
Yo, and this ain't on you, coolie ass coolie, P1, because you know people just get into it. I'm like, I don't get it. Also, this isn't my thing, but I respect that people are that way. But the inter-arguing about he's not the first American pope.
Well, they can finally go home now.
He's not the first American pope. I'm like, okay.
And they said we wouldn't get, well, they wouldn't get an American pope.
Right.
But
the second one.
I don't know if he was, I don't know, really know his deal. He's not really American, right? Like he was born here but didn't live here? Is that what it is?
Well, don't go on that.
According to this, he was born in the south side of Chicago in 1955.
I knew he was born here.
That's why they're calling him Deep Dish Pope or whatever.
Maybe I got confused. I thought he grew up in Peru or something with Peru. He has Peruvian citizenship.
That was the one who was born in Argentina and then I think lived most of his life here before.
Now, this one I heard him say he's got Peruvian citizenship.
Oh, for real? Okay.
So I don't know if it's just, he grew up like there. Or
maybe he had a dual citizenship. Dual? Is that how you say it?
I just hope he has a Chicago accent.
Sweet home, Chicago.
They're Catholics.
All right. We will get into that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy Friday.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines today brought to us by Gosling Electric. Good morning. I'm Paige, and we begin with a discussion about the first American pope, or the first pope that is an American that is elected by cardinals.
A lot of cardinals, too.
Yeah.
Lou Brock, Katie Drew.
Stan Musial.
Ozzie Smith.
Mark McGuire.
Did you say Terry Pendleton yet?
God, you forget about that one.
So Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost from Chicago has been announced as the 267th Pope.
I saw he paid his own bill and then went back to the Vatican.
What do you mean?
I guess they were wherever they were. Something about he had a hotel bill he had to pay for.
Oh.
I don't know what that's about.
Oh.
Said he settled up and left. Hmm. Look at him. He's on TV right now. He's in his little red robe.
Did they get the? I have so many questions. It's not for just stuff I've never taken the time to look up or whatever.
That's his brother.
So that dude lives. Is that that's like his neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And so that dude's brother is the Pope.
Yeah.
He don't have you don't have access,
he's
right?
Well, not access, but you know, that's the time when you're like, man, I hope our relationship's good.
Yeah.
You know, I hope we're still close.
His brother, he's got to move, right? He still lives in the same neighborhood in Chicago. He's going to get.
And it's a very, middle end. I mean, probably, I would say in Chicago, lower to, I don't know, maybe.
Would you call it Biden's middle class, maybe Trump's lower class neighborhood?
Yes.
So this is Pope Leo the 14th. He was born Robert Prevost and grew up in Chicago South Side.
Okay, so the question I was going to ask is, do they pick their name, or is that appointed to them? Because that's not his birth name. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. Yeah. I know that it's a long selective process where they vote.
Right.
All of them.
Oh, yeah.
And ballots, one at a time, they put the paper in the back, if they still do it that way. I don't know.
They give you like a few options, right?
I think they just text in.
And then, you know.
It's like American Idol.
All the people with the most votes. And it's a long process. That's why it takes so long.
Yeah.
This is one of the first acts for Pope is to choose a new name. For more than 500 years, popes use their own names.
Okay. So it was just a Google search away to know this. Look at that picture. Oh, dang it. Every time I do that, every time I say, we have a TV in here. It's a huge TV and it's got news channels on. You know, we shouldn't be sitting here talking about diarrhea if like a war starts or whatever. So every time I see something, I'll say, look at so and so. And every time Paige turns, and right when she turns to look,
it's on
to the next one. Dang it.
Says he has not said why he chose the name yet, but
yeah.
So he was born Robert Francis Prevost at Mercy Hospital on the south side of Chicago in 1955. His steps into the role as pontiff at the age of 69 and turned 70 this September.
Is that what pontificate means?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know what's weird about the whole thing is he wasn't on the short list of that I saw of candidates to get.
Not to win on DraftKings.
But he was the right-hand man of the last pope. Like, that was his dude. So, well, how would he not make a short list?
Right, yeah.
Like, Rob Manfred was Bud Selig's, you know, right-hand man. He took over. It's happened with other sports commissioners.
I get half credit. Pontificate means to express your opinion in a very annoying, pompous way, but it also means, in the Catholic Roman Church, the office or tenure of a particular pope is his pontification.
Oh, okay.
So he's got them prefixes, always give it away. Like a pontoon boat. So, means you're a pompous Catholic. I'm kidding.
But until now, Pope Leo XIV, most of his friends called him Bob.
Bob.
That's so wild, man. That's so wild.
I haven't heard him talk yet. Is he like, does he have the accent?
Well, he was.
Do a Chicago accent, fat boy. It's in America. It's okay.
It's, we are, oh my God, it feels so good to be the Pope right now.
I can only say the Bears is the only thing. Do a Chicago accent, the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
He's having a heart attack because he's the new Pope.
Heart attack. I know that one too.
Well, yesterday he gave his opening address in Italian.
Buongiorno.
And he speaks English, Spanish, Italian, French, and Portuguese. He can also read German and Latin. Well, he's got to read Latin if he's going to be doing services, for sure.
Yeah, you got to know what you're reading.
Portuguese is supposed to be like a more difficult Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Like hard to speak.
I thought it meant ducks that wouldn't leave the front porch. But you're not.
I don't know the difference between Portuguese and Castilian Spanish, like true Spanish.
We
learn in school.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You're exactly right. That was more than a more of a disservice than it was. Because when I could, I took 2 years, and when I could actually form sentences and stuff to people that were fluent in Spanish, they're like, you're not saying what you think you're saying. You wouldn't say anything bad, but they don't say, I gotta go trabajo. Like, they don't say that. They have a different word for work.
I don't know
what it is, but it's the conjugation and everything's totally not the way I was taught, at least, in when I graduated in 2004.
You know what they asked the Pope's brother?
I graduated in 93.
What'd they ask him?
If the Pope was a Cubs or a White Sox fan. Now, he was born on the south side of Chicago, so what does that tell you?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
So, but...
just the fact that everybody was asking him that.
Well, dude, Fanatics, who I hate as a company...
they do suck.
They've already put out they've got a Topps card of him. They've got
awful quality clothes.
The little Pope hats that you can get with Major League Baseball logos on them.
Already.
Not the Pope, not the big tall one that looks like.
Oh, that's the one you want, like the big
one. That looks like a dunce cap to me. It looks kind of like a little clannish, if I'm being honest with you right now.
You mean like the yarmulke type size?
Yeah, that little thing. You can get them with like. It's traditionally, I don't think you're going to have any Braves ones made, maybe, but there's a lot of Yankees and Mets. Red Sox.
Be a lot of
well, are you wondering what Trump said about the whole thing? Because
I can't imagine.
He says, even though Pope Leo had been critical of Trump's American First policies, President Trump said it's a great honor to have the first American Pope, and that he was looking forward to meeting with him.
Should have been me. Was almost me.
Do you think that Well, I know the answer to that. I was going to say, like, you know, someone who's maybe the president of a country or blah, 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 you know, a lot of times might just be a figurehead of such, you know, the face of it. Like, does he have, like, can he go in and lay out a lot of edicts and change stuff? Or would he be, can you be impeached as a pope?
Does
you
he have control of the money?
Like, well, that's the bank. Are you kidding? I mean, that's the biggest bank in the world.
So he, you know, Fat Boy touched on where he was living before. He spent much of his career as a missionary in South America and served as a bishop in Peru.
That's what it was.
So
did he go to Villanova? Did I read that right, maybe? I think he went to an American university. I've got a clip of his brother answering the question.
Oh, wow.
He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan. So I don't know where that all came from.
Pope's a White Sox fan.
Cardinals fan.
Big Hurt
fan.
So
he grew up in the nearby suburb of Dalton near the Indiana border. And he went to Villanova. His mom was a librarian. His dad was in the Navy and fought in World War II.
Nice. So that's kind of a badass resume.
I was hoping you were going to say Dalton, Georgia.
He worked at the old carpet place.
Oh, God. He's a winner by
Georgia.
You're
a winner by Georgia Mile.
So according to this, it says that he's the first pope to come from an English-speaking country in almost 900 years.
People are getting... like Trump supporters getting people riled up in social media comments saying, hell yeah, it's better America. Even the Pope's American now.
See,
Trump's turning it around.
That's what I was saying. Just the inner arguing about everything. No, he was Martin. Damn, that's cold. It'd be like, man, no, he's from Argentina. You know, same. It's kind of the same thing, but flip it around like, you know, Trump was doing with Obama.
Do you think Trump, like, you know, he gets a snicker when he sees pictures of himself, like, ran through the AI? I just wonder if he's doing it himself on his phone, like.
No, he said that someone on, he said he didn't know where that came from. Someone from his team shared it, which makes you now wonder, and I follow him, but it makes you wonder, like, I think some stuff he is literally himself sending out. Some of it, I think, as someone his age probably wouldn't know how to collect that information to their phone and then blast it out. Also, is he doing it on an actual phone? That doesn't seem safe.
How do you make the picture? How do you make it?
I mean, if somebody were to hack the president's social media and put out, you know, awful, you know, catastrophic information or you know.
Retweeting, like, you know, hot chicks naked.
Or not that, but like saying, hey, this, we're going to WAR with so-and-so. I'm trying to keep the podcast monetized. And you know how that is. You know, I
appreciate that.
And then before they came in and took it back, all these people start causing chaos and stuff. You know?
Yes.
It'd be crazy. Make sure you got one of them I passwords, Trump.
I imagine Barron's everything, like,
oh, God,
when he has questions about that stuff.
Of course.
Come here.
Barron, come here. You remember my iPhone password?
How do we X? We forget how to X.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and that's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, did we just take away your big sports audio?
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. No, sir. No horsing around over here. We're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, and his future plans. Might piss you off. Spitting in the face of tradition when it comes to horse racing.
They're not going to... I don't know what the tradition is. They want the Triple Crown.
They want the Triple Crown.
But they don't turn them into glue anymore at the end of their journey. They don't.
How much is his stud fee? Like?
If you spent that much money on an animal, would you just want to destroy it? That's stupid.
No.
I'd go and make him a gigolo and make more money.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, how often,
like Leo,
do they do that for like a year straight? Or like how much do they get out of them before they sell it?
You know, I don't know. I'll Google that. I'll ask, how many babies can a horse have?
Plus, if you want it, do you have to come get it from the tap?
And it depends on how that
you
horse is.
You
got to
churn that butter.
If it suffered any injuries or anything like that, because you have to, you know, it's a toll. True. They're athletes.
And also, check the papers on it. Don't end up buying a gelding like maybe someone I know did. I don't know.
A gelding?
Dang gelding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd probably be a better racing horse than a stud.
Well, no, a gelding means that they...
No, I know that, but as far as male horses, geldings oh, ride yeah, better than
Stud's.
Oh, yeah,
if you get a horse, I bet any time he can take off, he's going to run as fast as he can. He don't want to get his balls cut on no more. All right, sports next. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Don't have it this day in sports history for you.
Nothing happens.
Nothing?
It's all, when you get close before and after a major sporting event, that's all it'll be in history. Like, you know, it's all horse racing stuff.
What about WNBA will be tipping off here soon?
Yeah, but there's no...
What was Caitlin Clark doing this day 15 years ago?
Oh, God, probably breastfeeding. Wait, you do that when you're 5 years old? How old is she, 20?
22.
I hope not.
I tell you one that was kind of eerie yesterday was the anniversary of Jadeveon Clowney getting picked first.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then he gets cut yesterday.
I know.
So he's released from the Panthers.
He'll retire, right? I would actually hope that he would as a Panther. That would be kind of
poetic. Let me see how long he played for, because he was hurt last year, but I mean he had some spots where he was pretty productive.
And just Texans and not Browns.
Yeah, he was a Brown.
Brown, okay.
He was a Seahawk. He was a Texan, Seahawk, a Titan, a Brown, a Raven, and a Panther.
God bless. I never knew that.
In that order too.
A Raven?
Seahawks for half a season, a Titan for a season.
Yeah.
Browns for one. Yeah, he was Baltimore before he came to Carolina.
But mainly Texans.
Yeah. Okay. He only played 4 years there.
Good Lord.
Got over to he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 teams over 10 years.
I remember that night when
was that a bit of kiss?
A very a good person got me tickets to go see Jay-Z. That's not good to say now, huh? Jay-Z in Charlotte, and that person who pulled strings, I said, "Hey, what are the chances of getting a meet and greet as well while we're at it?" And he's like, "Oh, he doesn't do those." And we were leaving that night, and I saw on social media Jadeveon Clowney was backstage hanging out with Jay-Z that same night. And I'm like,
yeah, because he was trying to sign him.
You guys could have had me there with you, and it was your loss.
Trying to put him on Roc Nation, right, or whatever their sports label was.
Right. Well, yeah, go with Robinson Cano.
He just turned 32 in February, so he might be able to play for
a little yeah, long. But God.
Somebody would pick him up, I would imagine.
I did not realize he'd been on that many teams.
Yeah, he bounced around. And
like Sammy Watkins.
How many teams has Sammy been on? Let me see.
He's Chiefs. He was Bills.
Chiefs, Bills, Packers. Well, I got you right here. Let's see. Okay. Sammy Watson, Bills, Watkins. Rams, Chiefs, Ravens, Packers, Ravens again.
Did I say Sammy Watson? I meant Sammy Watkins.
Last played in 2022. So he had an eight-year career.
Dang.
Won a Super Bowl, though, with the Chiefs, I believe.
Taj all-time Jet.
And, you know, they
CJ all-time Bill, right?
He was a Saint, too, for a little bit.
Oh, God, that's right.
Old CJ.
Okay.
Let's talk about
going down people's team roster. We'll do it later with your resume. Call in. We'll talk about when you started out at Subway and ended up at Walmart.
We'll hook up. Butt Plug Friday, whatever it was we used to do.
Yeah, free plugs.
There's a Sovereignty, the Kentucky Derby winner.
Yeah.
So you're right. They want to go after the Triple Crown. Usually you thought that was the tradition of horse racing.
Yeah.
His trainer said that he's going to skip the Preakness and focus on the Belmont.
Okay.
So they don't care about the Triple Crown, I guess. Who was the last Triple Crown winner? Do you remember? I know we've had one in our lifetime recently, like within the past 10 years. Was it Barbaro? Horse Biscuit?
Seabiscuit.
Horse Biscuit.
You're thinking a dog fart from porn.
Skipping the Preakness, man. Just going to skip it all together.
Ooh.
Now, what race did he say? Not the Preakness, but the other.
He's going to skip the Preakness and then go to the Belmont.
Oh, the Belmont. Okay.
That's the one he wants to go in. Justify in 2018 won the Triple Crown.
Is it because it's a better chance of winning or more money?
Doesn't have time. He's going to be on The View.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be on.
It's later in the
Jennifer Hudson show. Doesn't have time to do the race now. The horse
there
has become
be
famous.
Reason, though.
He's got a digital coin that's coming out. By the way, Bitcoin. What up? Appreciate it.
Justify is still alive. He's a 10-year-old horse. He was the last Triple Crown winner. So I don't know how much his glue costs, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, this is not a strange question to ask. Do those horses do meet and greets? Essentially, can you go get your picture taken for a fee with Preakness or whoever?
I would imagine so.
Not Preakness, that's a race. You imagine so or no?
I would think you could.
God, man, this world's wild.
A yearling. What is a yearling? Is that a baby horse?
A year old.
It's a beer. It's got kind of a funky taste to it.
I don't know if I'm reading this right. His yearling
sold for. That's I'm thinking of.
His yearling sold for $1 million a piece in 2024.
God,
I believe it.
Bless. And how many of those have went on to carry that? Like, has there been a Ken Griffey Jr. of horse racing?
Where like you a horse wears cat backwards?
No. Chews bubblegum and takes pictures. You know, it's. In other words, let's say Secretariat had a baby.
Yeah.
And then did that baby go on to be a famous horse racer as well?
Oh, like a lineage of life?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
His stud fee justifies is $250,000.
God.
I don't know how much that gets you. Like, do you have to get it yourself? You should get a discount if you do.
Yeah, if you got to churn the butter, you got to.
Yeah, like if you got to put his gimmick in a headlock.
Generally,
and you know,
you bring them together and they do it.
I would imagine you got to put the gimmick in the headlock, do the a couple of these here or there.
I imagine you know that you bring your horse to that stud, hay stud.
There you go, tractor supply and get some KY.
You have to dress up like a horse and get some KY.
Play some porn music for the horse and get him in the mood.
Corn music.
Porn. Said she would say nay to that.
Porn? Porn. Corn music? What?
Dude, we'll still do it in the future. I was thinking about doing it this week because proms are like going on right now. And again, this weekend. And there was a lady talking about that. What was it about? Her daughter was going to her high school porn. And like, oh, man. We'll still use it. Yeah, she's going to her high school porn.
That's
she
sweet.
Meant prom, obviously, but
she messed it up.
That phone learns what you talk about more.
Yeah.
So you can't say, no, I didn't mean that word. I didn't mean that, man.
That's one of the worst slurs ever. I didn't say that.
I didn't mean to call you a doc trucker. All right.
Oh, wow.
We're going to take a break. That's what they call people who haul pontoon boats.
That's for you.
Yeah, I'll give you another one.
Yeah. Oh.
One here, one there.
Yeah, where would you like it?
You both doing it to me, or are you doing it to each other?
No, you are out. The middle of the centipede.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.